Blog Talk Radio.
It's enough to make a hard rock smash.
You need me, for real girl, it's me in your world, believe me, nothing make a man feel better than a woman, queen with a crown that be down for whatever, there are few things that's forever, my lady, we can make war or make babies, back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something, that's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting, even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say maybe it'll be okay, now that's real to a brother like me, baby, never ever give my cootie away, and keep it tight, alright, and I'm gonna walk in a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to funk with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
peace. What's going on, family? This is another End of Black Radio production. Shout out to my co-host, Brother Oh God and Sister Diamond. Tonight we're going to be going on reality TV, or the fantasy world that reality TV has created. You know, it's a whole new phenomenon. I mean, it ain't really new. It's been a few years since it's been, you know, out now. But reality shows has captured the minds, you know, of particularly American viewers. And, you know, there was a whole new wave of reality TV shows like Housewives of Atlanta. And they pretty much offshoots of, you know, reality TV shows that were started by the Crackers. So today we're going to be getting into, you know, the impact that Black reality TV has on our community. So, once again, shout out to Brother O God and Sister Diamond. What's good, Brother O?
Yes, sir. What's going on, bro? Definitely happy to be. You know what I mean? And where we started at, I mean, you know, Blog Talk Radio. Of course, we have busted out the seams. You know what I mean? And we're doing a lot bigger things. You know what I mean? Trying to really build a nation. But, you know, it's always good to go back. We're pretty much got our start. It's a great topic this evening. I want to encourage the family also while you're listening to go check our new website out. It's www.intheblacknation.com. You know, go ahead on there, check the stories out, you know, share them. Also, you already know where it goes. Our YouTube page is In the Black Media 2, In the Black Media number 2. We just got finished recording or posting up a series, you know, talking about, you know, the Black woman. So it kind of even ties into this show tonight because, you know, the behavior that you see from the both Black women and Black men, you know, on these different reality TV shows kind of perpetuate or I want to say, you know, are reflected in the male and female's behavior in the Black nation, in the Black community. So this is a good topic to really deal with, and not to mention Scandal, I think, is coming back on, and a lot of those females, the Black females, watch that show Scandal and a lot of these reality shows. So this is definitely a good topic, you know what I mean? And definitely happy to have you know, Sister Diamond, young, energetic sister on the line, and my brother Solomon. We're gonna get it in tonight, family. Let's go.
Yeah, with that being said, you know, what's going on, Sister Diamond?
Peace.
Peace.
Sorry. I'm trying to, eat a little something. You know, I had a show. I was running for my show. I came over here to the other show because, you know, I'm out here working. I'm working for the people, you know?
No doubt. As you should. Now, we know that this is one of your, you know what I'm saying? This is one of your specialties right here, you know what I mean? You're about to serve them up.
This is my specialty because, of course, before I was conscious, I was ratchet, and I'm still, you know, making my transition. Still got a long way to go. But, you know, I was into these reality TV shows, so I witnessed firsthand the brainwashing and manipulation of the TV shows, and then now I'm able to actually sit back and take notes and really look at these TV shows with my third eye, like, hold up. This is why these girls is out here doing this, because, okay, it makes sense when you understand both what's going on in, I guess, the ratchet media and what's going on in the conscious community, because they actually do have a direct relation with each other, and a lot of people don't see that, because I get it. A real conscious person ain't finna subject themselves to be watching that stuff. However, a lot of y'all sat there and, you know, will watch movies. Now, both of you watch movies for entertainment, you're supposed to be watching movies so you can take notes. You take notes so that way because it's a purpose. Everything that you see in television, in the media, it's a purpose for it. So nothing, you should never just be sitting down like, I'm just going to sit down and enjoy this. Like, you always got to make sure you got that third eye watching out for the brainwashing techniques and manipulation, because then it makes it easier to talk to the youth about it. Because if you start talking about, you know, brainwashing, they're over here like, you're crazy. You're a conspiracy theorist. I'm not going to listen to you. But if you start with something as simple as what they already know, like reality TV, because whether you're a man or a female, if you're under the age of 25, 30, you know about these shows. Whether you want to watch them or someone is forcing you or subjecting you to watching it. You know, so that this is one of the ways that we can actually break that conversation. So when we're talking to the youth, we let them know, look, I know what you've seen on television. I know I'm I'm old. I'm not old, but I like to use the word hip. You know, I'm hip, you know. I'm hip to what y'all watching and things. So it kind of makes them more trustworthy when I'm talking in the community because they're like, oh, okay, you're not, like, stuck up. You're not, like, a stuck-up pro-black woman. Like, you're actually out here and you see what's going on. So I'm excited.
I don't really watch the shows too much. I'm going to turn over to the second solar. So, I mean, this is definitely a topic. I did get into Orange is the New Black. That was like a year or so ago, a little bit. So, I mean, this is pretty much, I mean, Diamond, this is you. You're going to have to, you know, let the family know, you know, from your observation, you know, what's really going on. But go ahead, Brother Sola. My bad, bro.
Yeah. You know, Don, like, yeah, like what he said, like, I'm not really like I did watch a season of, I think it was Basketball Wives. It was Basketball Wives. I watched a season with my niece. She had me looking at it. So, besides that, though, I didn't really check it out. But when I was going to school, we was talking about reality shows and the impact that it had on, you know, not just the black community, but overall America. Now, like, you know, remember they had the Desperate Housewives. This was like a fictional show that they had out. And I think that these group of white women came up with a reality show called The Real Desperate Housewives. And then I think that led into, like, this whole Real Housewives phenomenon. Eventually, I think it was the first one that was involved in the black community was, or black people was The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm not sure if she could fill me in on that. But, The Real Housewives of Atlanta. And it was kind of like, you know, an offshoot of the offshoot. So it was like, you know, I see, you know, a couple personalities on there. I think Nene is the one I remember. But, like, you know, it was kind of like ratchetness at its all, you know, at its best, you know, from what I've seen. You know, they're constantly arguing. It's interesting materialism. I mean, and people love it, though, because what they think, like, you know, is that this is reality. It's not like acting. Before you liked it, the acting, but then it's like, I guess American society, the more real it is, the more we gravitate to it, and we tend to gravitate to things such as the news and certain documentaries that was bringing reality into our homes. And I think that when this whole reality show phenomenon, you know, reached us, it was like, okay, this is not acting. This is for real. So it was just like, yeah, we want to see people get humiliated. We want to see people curse each other out. It's just kind of like the mind state of just America, period. But, you know, we are a subculture within this whole American framework. So it was like, you know, we kind of like, you know, gravitate to that type of stuff. Now, even before the Housewives phenomenon, you had shows like Maury, Jerry Springer, and that was kind of like reality TV too in a way, because it was supposed to be showing, like, you know, these real issues and real people was coming on, the, you know, whatever the show topic was, and, you know, they was expecting their opinions on different things or whatever. So it was just like, you know, yeah, it was like we gravitated to that shit as well. And one thing about Jerry Springer and Maury, really, because Maury used to have those shows, you know, kind of promoting homosexuality as well. But transsexual shit and all that crazy shit really came during that era, like that late 90s when they began to show Jerry Springer and then Maury having them shows there. Is this a man or a woman? And then he got known for, you know, his DNA test, you know, you are not the father. That shit still is on today. And then they had the reality show Cheaters. That was like another reality show. So this led to a whole wave of, you know, reality shows. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've let Sister Diamond take over. But, I mean, you know, but from what I see is that, you know, they first experimented on it with those different shows. And once it gravitated, then they kind of like, you know, took root. And now they're just running with the whole thing. And this is like, you know, really now from what I see,
the reality shows, it catered to a certain audience. I'm talking about the black ones in particular. And it's really towards, you know, black women. And, yeah, it's kind of like, in a one way, it's gravitating towards the black woman. And then it's also kind of creating a negative image of the black woman. So, you know, with that being said, I turn it over to Sister Diamond so she could go and break that shit down to the last compound. Go ahead, Sister Diamond.
Yeah. Well, before I continue, because this is a question I always find that people have, or a comment, is they say, it's not, it doesn't have any effect on our people. So can both of y'all kind of, put your opinion in regards to that? Do you feel as if the reality TV shows do negatively affect us or not?
Go ahead, brother. Oh, God. Where I go. I think that it do. I think that it do have a negative impact on the people. I mean, it's kind of creating this, like, image. And, like, what I was just touching upon, for people who are not in America, this is what they're seeing. You know, when they see Black America, they see, you know, the videos, the rap videos, where us disrespecting our women, and our women, you know, handle themselves in a very sexual manner. And then when you look at reality TV, it kind of reinforces that. You know, materialism, disrespecting one another, calling each other outside their name, you know, buying into this Eurocentric value system. So I think that, you know, yeah, it does have a negative impact on the people, in my opinion.
Okay, well, did Olga want to touch on that? Okay. Well, the reason why, like I said, I asked that is because I get a lot of responses when I do talk about these on other shows, because they're like, I mean, it doesn't have an effect, and I get it. That's coming from a mindset of no shape, but from a parent, an individual who feels as if, you know, they raised their child to basically do everything that they think that they should do. So when I am talking to the elders especially, they're like, well, my baby would never be watching those things, so I don't think we need to have these conversations. And I just, you know, want to make sure I reiterate that, you know, you don't know everything your baby doing. Just it's a little simple thing. I was watching a reality TV show. I would watch that, like, what's the purpose? It's not important. But it's having a negative effect on those that are not conscious or that claim to be not conscious. So my biggest
thing
with it's your show. Go ahead.
No, that's just my way of interjecting. Like, you know,
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I think that it don't necessarily have an impact on some people consciously. I think subconsciously it do. Like, for example, they'll see something on the show that they thought was funny, and then they'll go to work playing around, saying that same phrase, and then all of a sudden it becomes a part of their vocabulary. You follow me? So it's just like, you know, what's that phrase all these girls saying now? It came from that damn reality show. I forget that phrase. That shit used to get on my nerves too every time my niece used to say it. But yeah, it's like a little phrase that they say, and I got to remember it, but, like, you know, that's how, you know, I'm saying, man, I always point that out, like, yeah, that's fucking mind control, because I hear all these black girls saying this phrase now. It's like, and it came from that reality show, so it do have the impact on the psyche. Anything that you watch repetitively, you know, I mean, everything that you watch repetitively has an impact on your psyche. You try to fight it, like, but see, the thing is that the white man has broken this shit down to a science. And he don't really talk about that science to the masses. So you think he's just watching a show and it's just like, okay, it's them. It's not me. I'm just watching the show. You know what I'm saying? And they don't deal with the impact that it's having on your mentality. You know what I'm saying? What's going on into your head, what you're watching. That shit is going into your mind. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, for example, you got people that doing different wars and atrocities, right? This is just an extreme view, so you know what I'm talking about. They have psychological issues based off of what they've seen. So what you see has an impact on your mind. So, you know, if you apply that onto what you're watching constantly, every week you're watching this same reality show, you know. So you're going to begin to kind of talk like them. You're going to begin like, you know, you're going to see a person that you kind of like, you know, begin to like, the personality that you begin to like. And in many ways, you're going to start imitating them in a lot of ways. So it's like, you know, yes, it does have an impact on the people that's watching that constantly.
I agree. I definitely agree. And myself, I fall victim to that as well. Sometimes I find myself saying some things, and then I catch myself like, oh, that was Roger. Oh, that was from, oh, no, I didn't even say that. So even though I am trying to take notes while I'm watching these shows and trying to get an understanding of what is it that's pulling y'all into this and how can I help get y'all out, I still am falling victim to that manipulation as well, you know, on the low, you know. So thanks for helping me realize that one, because I didn't really realize that until you brought it up. So that was a very good point. But, you know,
yeah,
this
phrase, you know, the phrase, I want to throw it out there. The phrase is that you say, bye, boy, bye, boy. All the girls saying that now, like, they got it from that dang old reality
show. I didn't even know that came from a reality show. Wow.
That's the first time you heard it. And I'm like, and then all the girls are saying that now. And I'm like, yo, that is fucking mind control.
Yeah. Like, bye, Felicia. They be saying bye, Felicia, too, like, from Friday. Everybody say that. All races. They be like, bye, Felicia. I'm like, you don't even know where that's from. Go sit down.
Right. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but,
like, but yeah, yeah.
But when we're talking about, you know, reality TV shows, I've always felt that it really got started and really, like, black women really was like, oh, that's what I need to do to get on television, was when the white people first, they started to have their little dating shows. And then here comes Flavor of Love. Here he comes with these modes. Oh, I don't even want to express what they were. They were just horrible women that you just would not want your kids to look up to. Like, I wouldn't say they're as worse as women now, but you know how life works. It just got progressively worse from there. But, you know, he had these shows, and then after that, it just kind of blew up. Black women looked and said, this is how I get on TV. Because before, you know, we wasn't on TV. It was the white people. They, you know, they had their reality TV shows and stuff. And although they were doing the same things we were doing, that's the other part. I watched the white people stuff, too. They doing the same exact things. In fact, they a little bit more conniving. And they ruthless. They are ruthless over there in the mob lives. Over there in the housewives of New Jersey and New York, them bougie white, they don't play, okay? They don't play. They got so much scandal, which makes me further want to help girls see this is just some bullshit. They are creating a reality for you to experience because they do not want you to actually experience your own reality. They don't want you to use your own mind. They want to think for you. They even make assumptions for you. Colors and advertisements to make you feel some type of way. And building, so when you drive in, you ever wonder why you pass something and you get hungry or you get sad? You know what I mean? Like, they're playing on our minds. And in my opinion, for the younger generation, this is one of the really biggest problems that we're not speaking about. These girls want to grow up and be basically paid prostitutes on television. That's all these women are portraying. I would say names, but y'all don't know these people. The Jocelyn, the Cardi B's, Nicki's, you know, these are all famous people, just got famous off being a hoe, a paid hoe, a high-end escort. Then they create these storylines and make people believe stuff. I go out of my way to prove that this shit is fake. When I know reality TV shows going to pop up, I start noticing what they're doing on social media. I start screenshotting shit. Why am I doing that? Because what happens is on the show, they create this storyline and make the girls believe this is real. So then they feel as if, well, that's how I should be acting. This is what I'm seeing. When I come back and I say, this is, they're lying. This girl's saying she don't like this girl, but really because right before the show's aired, they had all these pictures together. The season started, the pictures are deleted. Little things like this. It's just little things that it's like, our children aren't going above and beyond to do these, you know, investigations to see. Is what y'all showing me, like, the real deal? So a lot of these young girls and a lot of men are also kind of fall victim to it as well, because it portrays a mindset of, I don't know,
it's like everybody watching it, you know, everybody, older women, men watching it too, yeah, everybody's kind of watching those reality shows, is a phenomenon. And, I think that, once again, that media is very powerful, man. And the way they promote it, it's like you could go on TV and act like a fool and become a star. Whoever act like the mm-hmm. biggest fool is the one that's going to get promoted the most. So they create an atmosphere where you got a lot of people. I don't know how it works. I know it's kind of like scripted in a way, but it's kind of like an ad lib type of thing. It ain't like nothing written down. But
I know how it works. I've been there. They put you in a scene and they tell you what you're going to talk about, and they will keep screening you until they like what they see, and then they'll tell you to redo it, including some fights. Even some of those fights was a redo because they didn't get the right lighting in the scene. Because you got to remember, when you in a public restaurant or something, they ain't got good lighting, so we don't know what time of the day you got, you know, and you coming on the spot. Look, this is what I'm trying to do.
So when that girl
was fighting, everything is staged.
So when that girl was fighting, I think it was Basketball Wives, and they were sitting down, and she just came out of nowhere and smacked that girl right in the face.
Well, one thing about reality TV is it depends, because sometimes it really just be because producers are putting something in these women's ears that never even happened. So what happens is right before they go into the scene, the producers say, show them something, tell them something, get a bug in their ear. So when the scene is playing and the situation is being played out, that individual really is trying to whoop that other person's ass, but it's not because something that really happened. It's more so because right before they got into that situation, they put a bug in their ear. And a lot of people, after they do these reality TV shows and they realize they were played, because they don't even know they're being played while it's happening, a lot of them come out. A lot of women come out. If people look on YouTube and look up these ratchet TV women and men after the show, after they're no longer on the show, no, they're no longer getting paid, they're no longer under contract, none of that, they're free to actually speak what really happens. They tell the whole deal. Like, the producers were lying. They told us to do this. They said it was okay. They all of this shit. And they're selling out for money for instant gratification. They're getting played as well. Don't even know. Some chimps. Some coons. That's irritating. That's frustrating. I have nieces and nephews who be really trying to sit up here and tell me about how they want to grow up to be like these people on TV. You know how that breaks my heart? These are paid hoes. That's what they're doing. They may be able to sing. They may have a nice body. But that's it. Look at how they got there, and they don't care. And once they get used up and washed up, then what? We just going to have a whole generation full of old pimps and hoes. We ain't got time for that. Listen, okay, we got too much to do. This is the reason why we have so many other problems, because it leads – this is what leads to relationship problems. People look at what's going on TV, looking at them, ma'am. Why you ain't got that much money? Why you don't take me here? Why you don't do this? Trying to compare your personal life, your regular, real reality life, compared to their fake fucking life. So when it comes to these kids, you know, my opinion is, if you happen to have kids, you know kids, and you know that they're watching this, try to get an understanding of why they're watching it, so that you can try to talk them out of watching it and explaining that it's portraying a negative image. When I talk to the little girls in my neighborhood, because the boys don't listen to me yet, I'm going to get them, though. I keep trying, but I'm going to get them. I got to find out how to get to their level. But the girls, when I'm talking to them, I always explain to them that you should want to be better. Well, hold on. Well, let me say this. It's also fucked up, because now they got shows called, like, Sisters-in-Law, that is trying to portray this image of strong, independent black women that are educated and they're all lawyers in Texas. And I had high hopes for it, thinking, yes, some educated black women going to be on TV. But then I forgot. They ain't gonna ever put nothing positive on TV for us black folks. Never. So I watched a season of it. I mean, I watched it as the first episode. Just ratchet. You would not believe that they were educated, that they ever went to school, that they were even lawyers. They just acted like the paid prostitutes on the Love and Hip Hop in Housewives of Atlanta and things like that. So I'm like, so no matter where you go, you can't even try to paint a positive image, because now they're going to say, well, you can't tell me to grow up to be like a doctor or a lawyer, because they already have reality shows about being a doctor or being in the medicine field and now being a lawyer. And all of them shows are ratchet. So you're just continuously portraying this ratchet life and like, it's okay. Do what you want. It's your body. Do what you want. It's your life. Do what you want. And I'm learning now as I'm growing in this movement that we should all be doing things for the people. So we can't have this, I do what the fuck I want to do. You need to be mindful of what you're doing, because it's representation of not just you, but this movement. And this is what's setting up the next generation of kids, period. I don't want them to have to go through the little bullshit I'm going through. I want them to be able to come up and do what they need to do. They shouldn't have to be trying to build and fight and argue and deal with all this other nonsense. They should be able to, okay, cool. They built the foundation. They got rid of all that fuckery, because it's supposed to be the year of the awakening now, which in my eyes is also the year of the purge too. Get rid of all this fuckery. Let's lay everything out, call out all these scams and frauds and things, and let's, you know, move on and let's start being more positive.
Right. Oof. Yeah, I was actually looking at this one show, The Bachelor. Now, that, I guess that's sort of that falls into the category of reality show, but the reason why I looked at this particular one was because they had this this guy. I think he was like he was a white dude, but like his mom was like a immigrant from Iraqi immigrant, and she was outward in saying that, you know, because you know on a Bachelor they have all types of girls on there. You know, just to make it look diversified and that culture.
Yeah.
So she was like, she let him know right off the bat, well, you know, Chinese women and black women, I don't want my husband, you know, I mean, want my son messing with any, you know, person outside of his race, you know, his white dude. So that offended the Chinese and the black women. So the black women and now they in their little group, and then, you know, the Chinese women, what really that mean, Chinese women, but, you know, so it was really like the black women got into their little group, and you see them systematically get eliminated, you know, eliminated. So it came down to these two black women, very attractive, right? And the rest was white women. So they kind of formed a little alliance, these white women, to mess with these black women. They're a very interesting show.
Wow.
And I think it's still on. And so they was at this pool party. And so the black girl, this one outward black girl, you know, she looked like a model. So she goes up to her and says, like, yeah, do you have a problem with me? And she was like, no, I just don't want my son dating, you know, black women. She was like outwardly just straight up with her. And then she was like, you know, I'm this and that. I'm strong and I'm beautiful and this and that. And like, yeah, she didn't care about none of that. She's like, all right, well, yeah, okay. I still don't want you dating my son. So, you know, her son wasn't saying nothing. You know what I mean? He wasn't really saying nothing on the issue. But it was just like, you know, yeah, it was a very interesting show. So it was this one black girl. She didn't want to say that she was black because she was kind of like mixed or whatever. And they goes out on a date. And he kissed her on a date. And, you know, so the all-out attack was on her. She coming out the room. And you see all the white girls sitting around the mom. And so, you know, they kind of like egging it on, you know, the harassment, you know, to put the pressure on them so they could kind of fold. And eventually they all got eliminated. And at the end, he chose this white girl or whatever. But the thing was like, this one black girl, the one I was talking about, the model one, she was like, yeah, I'm going to take all this shit to try to win this. That's what pissed me off. I'm like, you going to take all this shit from this dude's mom, and he not saying nothing. Like, yo, just get you a black dude. I ain't understand that shit. Like, yo, you know what I mean? She's finer than a motherfucker. I don't see what the problem was. Like, you going to put up with all that shit? And, I mean, if you going to mess with him, that's like for the rest of your life and shit. You going to have to deal with all that shit. If he was to choose you. So I'm like, yo, what is the logic behind that shit? I didn't understand that. But it was a very interesting show, like, you know what I'm saying? It was really interesting to watch.
I've never seen them before. Like, I've heard of them, but I just, like, most black people don't watch that. What's equivalent to that was, like, Flavor of Love. And, like, The Game. The Game had a show. I forget who else. It's just, oh, Lord. Gives me a headache sometimes because... It's kind of like people don't think it's a big deal, but it's like it really is. And even the kids kind of don't admit it. But when you're looking at the, like when I go to LA, you know, and I'm walking up in the strip, but I'm walking up and down the strip, up and down Sunset, I notice like y'all look like these women on the TV. The way that you have your bodies built, like you're going to go, you know, have all the fat sucked out of your damn tummy to put in your booty and then to put in your boobs. So you have this, you know, whatever shape body, and it's just, it's for one, it's not healthy. Let's just keep it 100. That's not healthy. And there's numerous studies and Facebook posts and YouTubes on women where their ass is leaking and their tits is falling off and sideways. Like, this is a real deal. So the fact that you are putting yourself in danger and you don't care shows it's a deep fucking problem because you just want attention. The kids right now just want instant gratification. What's instant gratification for them? Money. Money, drugs, and hoes. Like, that's what they want, including the women now, because all the women want to be lesbians and stuff. Why? Because of the television. The girls don't want to be girls anymore. The boys don't want to be boys anymore. Lemon hip-hop just now. It's funny how this whole gay movement came to be about, because we already know the gays, they run everything. We know the Jewish run the entertainment business, but in regards to who really runs everything, we know it's gay people. We know gay pedophiles, okay? Now, what they did was they passed that law, and then, mind you, there was never an open, well, y'all wouldn't know this, but there was never an open gay relationship on these reality TV shows. So, L.A., here comes L.A., second season of, what's the second season? I think that was, yeah, second season of Love & Hip Hop LA. Here they introduce. Right after they have approved and approved the gays to get married, now here comes Love & Hip Hop, and now their second season starting off with two gays. Now we're moving forward. We got new seasons of New York, Atlanta, et cetera, et cetera. Now not only do you have gays, men and women, now you got trannies. This is what they're doing now. This was not on it. This shit was not on our television before at all. It's getting deeper and deeper. And this is only to make it seem like it's okay to live this life. And my personal opinion, two plus, I'm not with that shit. You need to check yourself if your kids and your boys is watching this, especially this upcoming season of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. They got a tranny girl, a tranny guy. I don't even know how to refer to it as. It's just not what it claims to be. Okay, they got another woman on there who
got tranny on the what?
Yes, transgendered man, a Caitlyn Jenner. Okay, they have a Caitlyn Jenner in black form, okay? Not to mention before it came on these reality TV shows, it's on the blogs. That's also what's also a connection to the blogs as well. So basically, these things are making our children feel as if they have to grow up and be something that is fucking horrible. They don't see nothing wrong with it. Because, again, as long as you got money, hoes, you know, and fame, you know, who cares? I'm about to get this shmoney, like Cardi B say. See, even me, look at that. I'm repeating the ratchets of Cardi B from Love & Hip Hop. See, I can't even fucking break free from this shit. It's just ridiculous. Oh, it's so ridiculous. We just have to do, I think, you know, we just have to do more We have to talk to our kids and let them know about what they're watching and why it's negative and why you shouldn't portray that, why you should let your friends know. My little cousin is really good at, you know, advocating for her pro-black big cousin. Real quick, my cousin said we shouldn't watch that. Like, her friends come to me too, but why? And I talked to him like, look, I get it. I get it. She got a long night sleeve. I know she looked cute. She looked like she's going to a club every night. But especially when Love and Hip Hop came to L.A., I was really able to debunk all those lies. And once you let them kids know them lies and they realize that they're like, they've been lying to me, then you can start opening up the, up to them more about other things in entertainment and the TV. And then you get into music. And kids are really, really fascinated with the Illuminati. You say the Illuminati, they wide open. It's just about how to get to them, no matter your age. I mean, I'm only 23, so I'm still kind of close to their age, but I've even seen people as old as 40 and 45 use these talking tools to basically get to the child. So the kid or the youth can have a better understanding, because that's how I pretty much woke up. Someone started talking about the Illuminati, and I was interested. Started talking about the music industry, and I was interested. Like, hold up, because... You know, it's just like you want to know and you want to learn from someone that you think, you know, got the answers. So that's just one way that I think that we could, you know, open up that portal so we could talk to the kids, let them understand that this is all a lie. And unfortunately, we've been lied to and manipulated, and we have to break free from that matrix. And in order to do that, it's going to start with each and every one of us trying to reach out to the youth. Forget trying to talk to the peers and stuff. I don't be trying to, you know, talk to people, you know, my age talking about what we going to do. Like, no, this is what I'm doing. You want to come do what I'm doing? We could do that. But I'm talking to the kids. I'm trying to be out here and let them see what I'm doing, I'm trying to build something for them so they will have that trust in me. At the end of the day, it's about the kids, y'all. That's really all it's about. It's not even about nobody else but the kids, because they're going to come up and they're going to take hold and they're going to do what they need to do.
So. No doubt. Just for the family, you know, you want to call in with a question or a comment, the call-in number is 619-924-0694. We have one caller. So let's get this out of the way real quick.
Peace.
Erico26, you're in the Black Radio Station. Name and where you calling from?
Peace. This is Fred calling from Cleveland, Ohio. How y'all doing tonight?
Peace.
Good show. It's just funny how this topic came up, because I was just, me and my wife, every time my wife and I watch TV, I'm the worst person to watch TV with, because every time we watching it, I make everything racial. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, everything you see on TV is white. I mean, TV alone is white. I call it a white supremacist communication device. That's just what TV is. TV was never designed for black people. It's a visual communication device for white people, you know. And that's why every time you watch TV, you will never see visions of us. I mean, when you do, is when the way white people want to see us. It's not the way we want to see them. You feel what I'm saying? And you know, every time you watch a TV commercial, I know. Did you ever notice that every time you watch a TV commercial or like a candy bar commercial, is always white women in the commercial? You know what I'm saying? You understand the subliminal message in that? Every time they like to take
it
chocolate.
Always is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. They all got those little messages in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you'd be like, wow. You know, I watch TV very differently. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying,
you know, like I said, it's not our device. That's one thing I like about YouTube. You know, even though they are government devices as well, but the good thing about YouTube is just that, you know, you can – They allow us to express ourselves and, you know, say what we want to say. But those are also not our devices as well, you know. I just wanted to chime in on that. That's all. I just liked the topic was interesting.
Cool. Thank you, brother. That was needed because, you know, you proved my point. You're sitting there watching, taking notes. And I like when you say, like, you know, you make everything racist, because I do the same. My family don't like to watch TV with me, because I be sitting there like, I just make noises. Something happened, I'd be like, They just look at me like, shut up, don't say nothing. I'd be like, I'm just saying, you know, But what? I live.
I bust finger shots at the TV. I'd be like, man, this is terrible. I mean, what are they saying in this commercial? I mean, last night, we was watching Empire last night. I'm like, man, they never need to show this ever again. That was the corniest shit you ever seen. I mean, just don't never show that. I don't even know why they continue that. But
that's what, look, that's what the people want. That the people
right.
are watching that, but it's important for us, the ones that understand what's going on, to call these things out when we are watching it with our family, because they may get irritated and they may like it may not settle in right then and there, but eventually it's going to resonate with their spirit, because what's going to happen is the universe is going to work. The universe is going to work, and they're going to actually start to see what you said that you saw in that TV in real life happen. And then at that point, they're going to have to make the decision if they want to believe it or not. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, look, okay, what brother said when he was making, okay, he was right. I finally see it. Now I can believe it. And thus, this is how we keep, you know, waking more people. You each one, you teach one.
I agree. Yeah, y'all got support here in Cleveland, man. So I'm tuning in, man.
Peace, brother. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate you.
Peace, Solomon. Peace, y'all. All right.
All right, no doubt. Peace, family.
Yeah, you know, like that media, definitely. Francis Cress Wilson used to always reiterate that. But every time you turn on the TV, you see white. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, you know, definitely, you know, that's all the mind control mechanism that they try to put on to us. And, you know, that's pretty much pushing you into, you know, type of mentality that we have today, and we kind of view the world through the eyes of the white supremacist, and that's kind of like, you know, perpetuate, you know, the self hate that we have on ourselves and each other, because we try to imitate the white man or Western culture. You know,
right.
There's no way having a black community, we try to wear clothes like European designers like Gucci and Prada, all that we got from TV. We seen kind of like the white man and the white kind of, you know, wearing this and kind of promoting this as this is what it is to look good. So we try to imitate that shit. And like we imitate that shit in our ignorance, because it's like what they showing you is what rich white folks do. Not like white folk, like, you know what I'm saying? So the average white folk could turn around and look at you like, how the hell you got that on? And you ain't even like, you know what I'm saying? This is, you know, the whole situation. And it's like, black folks would do something like, we'll buy like Gucci and Prada, and then we'll go to school with it on.
Go to the club with the shit on, okay.
In Western culture, like the white crackers, they wear that to go out. You know what I'm saying? They would wear that to go out into like a fancy restaurant, et cetera. We'll go put that shit on and go to school and shit. So it's just like that mentality. Like, they look at you like, what the hell? Like, you know what I mean? But it's just like, you know, we just like a victim of that shit. Like, you know, in our ignorance, we just kind of like try to imitate that shit. So definitely, that shit is real. It shit definitely is real. Like, you know, you see, like, you know, like the whole thing with the media, and you almost think that it's like a fucking conspiracy. Like, you remember that picture that LeBron James did with the white woman, and he looked like a fucking park ape on that motherfucker. You remember that picture? Oh, you don't remember that? Of his magazine, he basically looked like King Kong, grabbing like how he grabbed like this white woman in a red dress, and he kind of like grabbing her and shit, like, and that sent like shockwaves through, you know, everybody making comments on it or whatever. But it's like, yeah, why would you do that? Like, that shit ain't make no sense, like, as to why he would shoot that picture. I didn't understand that, like.
It's for money. It's gratification. He don't care about the image. He don't care because when it comes to these celebrities, we got to understand that they're like in a whole different like a category, money-wise, social-wise, you know, education-wise. They're not us at all. And the funny thing is, while we're trying to be them, they so badly trying to be us. And I can't believe that y'all don't see that shit. half of y'all make fun of it, but it's a serious matter. Like, they really are trying to be like us because they're so jealous and so envious. But, yeah, you still trying to be like them and get everything they got. You want to, you know, walk around and, like he just said, the Prada and Gucci just go to school and, you know, in the mouth. It's like, what? Like, huh? Like, you can't even afford, it'd be different if that was your, if that was, like, your attire, okay? You went out to school every day. But you, it's just like, today's Friday. Today's, like, a good day to wear my Gucci and bring my Potter bag to school today. Like, what? For who? And who are you trying to fund for anyway? Supposed to be, you know, getting education. That's another story. Okay, because y'all just be at school for everything but education. Anyway. But I think a lot of the times, people don't realize that you just, if we as a people, we need to embrace our culture more. That's what it is we're not really embracing it more. And the ones that seem to be embracing it, in my opinion, I feel like they're frauds because all they're doing is putting on a dashiki and following the trend and putting their fists up in pictures and posting them online and claiming they're doing stuff. And that's not right. That's not right. We only need people that's actually about movement and actually doing things and working towards things so we can actually get out here and do meetups and work in small groups and get little things accomplished here and there so that we can come together for the bigger purpose. That's our problem. We don't do shit in big-ass groups.
Sister Diamond, on The Bachelor, right, there was like this talk, right? They were talking about, you know, the interracial marriages and all this. Or having, you know, people of a different race on the show Bachelor. And the decision was that they have to have black people on the Bachelor. It was like, it went through this whole little case thing or whatever. So it was just like, kind of like this like public outrage, you know, saying that, you know, I guess that black people should be on there. Like, you know, I mean, this whole goes into this whole idea of, you know, this illusion of inclusion thing that black people is so obsessed with. I want you to kind of touch upon that. What's up with that? Why we always want to be included in this cracker, man? Why we feel as though that validate us?
Because we've always been taught that white is right, and even if we don't believe that white is right, we feel as if we have to still get everything and do everything the same way they did it in order to, I guess, oppress them, you know, eventually. But I feel like that's like the wrong idea, because again, they learned everything from us, and all that they did, you know, was flip it, trick it, turn it, whatever, you know, the case may be. So what we have to do is we have to figure out what's going to be best for us as a people, and sometimes that means doing what we don't want to do collectively. Again, that goes back to, you can't be out here being selfish. You just want to be like the white man so bad. And honestly, sometimes I just feel like some of those people, they can't be saved. Because it's one thing to be brainwashed and manipulated into, you know, being like these black reality TV stars. It's another thing to really, really want to be like the white man and want everything the white man has. You don't support your own. You're not trying to support your own. You don't care what your own people are doing. You believe white is right. You go out, and you, as a black woman, you want to go and marry the white man. As a black man, you want to go and marry the white woman because you're trying to be like them when, in fact, they're trying to be like us. So I don't get it. If you don't see that they're trying to be like us and I don't get you to want to embrace your culture and embrace who you are, then you are a sad, sad person.
Yeah. I think that we just want what the, I mean, black men in general, you know, because when you see like the Jay-Z's and all that, we just want what the white man has, as far as like the money, materialism, and all that type of shit. We don't try to imitate the white man, like how he acts and all that shit. We just want his wealth. Like, we imitate, like, you know, his wealth and try to imitate the power aspect of white supremacy. You follow me? So I think
the only way they can do that is if they imitate them, because you can't get to their status without following their rules. That's why, you know, I'm like, we have to embrace our own, because there's other ways to do things. And again, even with wealth, a lot of people would assume that wealth, being, you know, trying to imitate the white man, is just all about money. It's not. There's wealth in various things. You know, so I think those men, you still have to do things like the white man. You know, you have to disown your own. You know, that's why a lot of black men in the music industry don't, they can't fuck with black women. You know what I mean? Because they're like, well, I got to, you know, look, I got to play by their rules. And maybe I'll be more accepted if I get her, if I get the white girl. Okay? Until you do something, and then she want to kill herself. And then you're mad. Like, well, you should have got yourself a sister. We don't be trying to kill ourselves. We got the lowest suicidal rate in the country. So it's not us trying to kill ourselves. It's the ones y'all dated. I'm just saying. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, yeah, but, that goes back. I mean, anybody that has created a culture of, like, attacking. I mean, think about, like, the European culture, period. Like, they got a name for every other, a derogatory name for every other race of people. As if, like, they just sat down and had a meeting as to what to call another race of people. We're going to call them gooks. We're going to call them spicks. We're going to call them niggas. You know what I'm saying? It's a derogatory term.
I believe they did.
Sat
around in a group drinking some rum, talking about some. Hey, you know what they look like? They look like some fucking chimpanzees. Let's call them chimps. You know what I mean? Like, they're that fucking evil. Shit. This shit is fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy. You know, it's almost as if, like, the, so it's like a culture of hate.
It's because they want to embrace their own culture. Because once you really embrace this culture, and of course I can only talk from personal experience and from what people told me, so this is not a fact, but, you know, when you do embrace your culture, you have this sense of, like, pride. Like, I'm a proud African queen. Like, I'm happy. I'm happy to have melanated skin. I'm happy to, you know, be a African woman in America, you know, doing what I'm doing. I'm proud because I know that this is what my culture is about. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. So if you embrace your culture, you don't want to be nobody but yourself. I'm not trying to be like Malcolm X or Marcus Garvey or Harriet Tubman. I'm trying to be like Tupac, you know, in a positive perspective or a positive light. So if they embrace the culture, they will have that same mindset, but because they will not embrace it, because they have not been taught to love themselves and that, you know, we come from great things, you know, a lot of times all we hear about is the negative things. You know, we always hear about fucking slavery. We always hear about us being on the bottom, and we never hear about things, you know, like the Great Revolution of Haiti, you know, to inspire us, to make us like, hell yeah. Oh yeah, I'm proud to be African, and I'm do everything that I fucking can. I will not be selfish. I will love my brothers. I will not cheat. I will not steal. You know, all them great principles of mine. You know what I mean? Like, but we don't get taught that, so we have to do this in the conscious community, and we have to pull those individuals that are not already here in here, so that way they see, embrace your culture, because it's not necessarily about doing what you know. What I want you to do, but it's about doing what's best for us as a whole. And if we all can get to that standing of really embracing the culture, then we can have conversations and we will put our egos aside, and we can't say, okay, well, look, we're going to put all our money into this individual's, you know, project or business because this is what's going to help us grow. And we're going to do this, and we can collectively do things as a whole. But, I mean, you know, all this back and forth arguing and, you know, childish bullshit has got to stop.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, but what is the black culture, though? That's the thing. I mean, we still... From what we originally, you know, had, like, you know, in the black power movement, that, you know, when you talk about black culture, it's BET. It's the rap music. You know what I'm saying?
That,
black culture, black
that.
Creflo Dollar on Sundays. That's black culture. I mean, shaking your ass at the Freak Meek.
Not the Freak Meek, no.
Oh, I don't know, man.
We gotta save our sisters from the pole. Now we call it Ace of Diamonds or Secret Sundays. See, I be knowing it all.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Having contests.
Nah, you right, though. But that's how we have to redefine that. And we have to redefine that. We have to let them know, no, you guys, that was a mistake.
Like, fuck this shit.
We got to redefine. You know what I mean? We got to de-ratchify the ratchet. We got to tell our sister, you don't need to get on that pole, baby. Look, this is what you can do. You can come, you know, work as an apprentice or something. You know, not everything is going to take money. Not everything, I'm sorry, you're going to make money from. Sometimes you're going to have to get a job you don't like, you know, like maybe in a warehouse or something, and go be an apprentice, you know, at a radio station, you know, at a newspaper, building some houses, selling some houses, something. You know, volunteer your time in these things so that way you're making money to sustain you, but you're also learning the skill set. You know, so, baby, you don't need to be on that pole. Get off that pole. What you doing? You know?
You know, like, this, the world of the fucking cracker, the beast man, who I call the devil. That's a whole other topic, though, but he say, right, I mean, he created an atmosphere where, like, all that shit you're talking right now, Sister Diamond, is fucking boring. I got to lift up my raise. I'm 21. I'm going to college. I'm trying to, like, party. I done looked at all these movies where they party and have a good time in college, and the college fraternity parties, and getting drunk and smoking a bong, running and jumping in the pools naked with a bunch of big booty women. Mm-hmm. And you can't give all that up?
Yeah. You got to give it all up. You want to know why? You want to know why I got to get that shit up? You want to know why? Because it's not positive for you or for your future generation.
But I'm
look
just saying, like, you know.
Look at where we come from. We have proof of our civilizations in Egypt. We have proof that we did this. No matter the hows, you're not going to get into the hows. We just know we did that. And that has never been done since. So, explain to me how we can go from that to what we're currently facing. And you want to continuously face this for another 300, 400 years? And you want to be a part of the reason why your future generation, your kids and your fucking grandkids is out here brainwashed, running amok? Come on, man. And at that point, if you still don't fucking get it, you know, I'm going to send you on your way, because that means you just ain't got no heart. You just like that white man. You soulless. So we don't need you. You know, and that's how I break it down to them. I don't give a damn at what age you are. That's exactly how I break it down. And if you can't really feel that genuineness, and you can't really sit down and see, like, damn, that is crazy. Like, I don't want to live like this. I don't want to, you know, have a baby. My baby grow up like this. And half of these people have kids. Half the people my age, you know, under 25, half of the women have kids. So it also speaks to them as well as a mother, because they're like, I don't want my baby to have to go through this. I don't want my baby to end up on Channel 5 dead, shot because he's a black man walking. I want my little girl to be found dead in a prostitute ring somewhere in fucking New Mexico or some shit because she was trying to make some easy money off of Backpage or Craigslist. Come on, man. And if you can't get that, then we don't need to fuck with you. And it's not going to be many of us that's going to be able to, you know, get together and work together, and that's fine. You know, the mass majority is going to stay brainwashed and dead, and that's cool, but I refuse to leave this earth without me at least trying. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm going to try. I'm going to try with everybody. I give everybody two chances, and then after that, deuces, you on your own. You know, so that's how you got to talk to each other. Huh?
Deuces came from a reality show. Deuces. We used to
deuces
say that all the
came
time.
From reality show. Shut up. Deuces. That's old. I got old spirit. I still be talking about let's get jiggy with it, okay? I still think that's a cool term. Let's get jiggy with it.
Okay. I remember, like, you know, back in the day. I remember the day they used to have, like, these Sunday matinees, right, where they had the karate flicks. And after the karate shit goes off, we would go outside and then, like, you know, be kicking each other and playing karate and shit. As kids, like, you know, we go out, you know, just a minute ago, anybody who grew up during that era know what I'm talking about. Every Sunday they're playing. Yeah, I mean, when you get like Wu-Tang Clan, that's why they named themselves that. They was obsessed with watching Chinese flicks. So it was like kind of popular, you know what I'm saying, to try to, like, you know, through the karate shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back in the day they had the Kim's karate. You know, I mean, you know, we used to go, you know, start learning karate and shit. So, you know, kick people's ass or whatever, try to pretend like we know karate. But I'm just like, that is fucking mind control. But what the cracker do, though, he creates this old crazy version of, you know, this term. So you could, when you think of that term, you're thinking of, like, this fucking big-ass machine that they throw on your head and zap you, and then, like, you walking like a zombie and somebody saying, yeah, jump, and you jump, and that's what we think mind control is. Mind control is basically somebody controlling your thought patterns and shit. Whatever the case may be. You know, it could be through, it could be through obsession with a girl and she's just telling you what to do. That's fucking mind control. Like, somebody could control you, control your thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Make you make decisions, you know. So, I mean, you know, when we imitate what's going on in TV, that's fucking mind control. You know what I mean? So definitely, Sits a Diamond, I know you got another show coming up. So, you know, I mean, you want to give your final statement? Anybody who have a question, you can press 1. I see we got a few callers out there before we close this thing up. You know what I'm saying? It was a very interesting topic. So definitely like building with the Sister Diamond. Okay, we do have a caller. We have a caller, 225.
Hello?
892, yeah. Peace, family. You're on the Black Radio. Face your name and where you calling from.
All right, thanks, man. David, I'm calling from Texas. And first off, I think too flowered, you know, but I'm about to say Diamond.
Hey.
I'd like to say that I'm not white. No, I'm not white. Hey y'all, I'd like to back it up back into the whole, you know, mind control and reality TV talk. Empire came on yesterday. I didn't watch it. My parents were down there watching it. But, you know, I noticed that there's a lot of, like, stuff that's targeted towards the Black community. And a lot of these shows have, like, you know, stuff like a lot of, you know, gay sex scenes and, you know, just ratchet stuff in it, you know, that's not really productive or contributing in a positive manner to the Black community, you know, like, and it's a psychological thing, I guess you'd say. You know, I got into class today, and this chick was like, anybody watch Empire? I was like, no. You know, and it's like, I can't really talk about this stuff to, you know, kids my age because, you know, they don't necessarily understand, nor do they take, you know. And
how old are
they? They don't really. I'm 16, going on 17.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you bring it up, did you ever bring it up before?
Sir?
Did you ever try to bring it up before?
Not really. I tried with, like, different, you know, students at school, but I guess some of them, like, dismissed them as conspiracy theories, I guess. You know, like how they do with the Illuminati. These kids get, like, really interested, but yet they think of it as a joke, you know, and it's reality. It is. It's reality.
I guess if you spread the internet with that Illuminati conspiracy theories all the time, I guess I could see how people could begin to view that, like, okay, well, this is a fucking joke. Don't take it seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole thing with this whole information age, this is like a whole different era.
Yep. But you know, I just wanted to like piggyback on you know, the whole reality TV stuff. You know, my mom, she watches reality TV every just like every day, almost every day. Every day she comes home from work, switches out into her house clothes, and then turns on the TV, sits there, and watch all these reality TV shows. And she'd watch the same episode that we've seen multiple times in a day, you know, at least twice a night or a couple of times a week. And I'm looking at this, and I'm like, Josh, she must be like some type of zombie or something, you know. And she claims that it's entertaining, and she doesn't really, you know, take after it. But I mean, you know, as they say, repetition is like the mother of all, whatever they say. I think it's the other way around. Mother is a repetition of something. I don't know. But, yeah, eventually people start watching TV shows. And
it's kind of like another form of fucking mind control.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like they have this whole new sisters-in-law stuff and Mary the Medicine. And what people don't realize is that real lawyers and real doctors don't really carry themselves like this, you know, in that type of manner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would never see a real lawyer or doctor carry themselves in that type of manner. And, you know, once the cameras go off, you really see, you know, you don't really see who the real person is once the cameras go off. You know, it's all just an act. That's how you look at television, you know. Everything is an act, and they're always trying to persuade you to do this, do that. You know?
Yeah.
Yep. And you know, a lot of it has to, go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just saying I agree with what you were saying. Like, you know, I think that the reality show, when people look at it, you know, repetitively, like, they try to, you know, kind of in many ways escape their reality. You know, like, when they look at that particular, they see, they try to, you know, I guess put themselves into that person on that show, kind of like, you know, escape, you know, what's going on in their real life.
Yeah, like, they vicariously live through that celebrity, you know, and there's been like a lot of live shows on that subject. That Diamond,
I didn't do that with sports. The particular football team that they like it for, they kind of like, you know, they do that to escape their reality. You know what I'm saying?
They miserable.
Yeah.
They just miserable. Half of them is really miserable, and they really need to look into someone else's life and be consumed with someone else's life because they're not happy with their life. But you know, you're in control of your life. And the minute you wake up and realize you're in control of your life and your happiness, we all gonna be in a better place, okay?
Yep.
At the past time, so you're working all day. You know what I'm saying? You're working 8 to 10 hours a day. So we get you to escape reality by looking at this fucking reality show. But make sure you go to sleep and get your rest, because your ass back to work. And be my slave for another 10 hours.
Man, you better pick up a damn book with your lazy, non-reading ass, okay? Maybe move. That's another story. Y'all need to read. Leaders are readers, okay? Remember that.
So why are you trying to, you know, get your money so you can imitate somebody on that reality show? You know, that's going to, you know, make sure, you know, that's guaranteed that I got a slave for another, you know, another 20 years, because you're steady trying to, you know, work these extra hours so you can get these little things that I told you that you want or need. Pretty much how that thing works. It's like a new whip. But we got some other callers, so thanks for your comment, bro.
Yeah.
And press one if you want to have another
peace,
comment.
Peace, David.
Right. We got an area code 215. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's TJ. I'm calling from Philly. What's going on?
What's going on, Brother T? It's good with your family.
Same stuff, new beginning, man. That's all.
No doubt. No,
how you doing?
Sister
Diamond Jones
is on the In the Black Media. And those who are unaware, In the Black Media too, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Brother CJ is now featured on there when you break it down. Psychology of the Black Woman. So what's your brother CJ?
I heard you ask a question a few minutes ago. You know, I've been listening the whole time, you know, about the reality TV shows and how black people try to, you know, duplicate what they see on these shows. But, you know, I actually think that what was portrayed on these shows is accurate, considering how we conduct ourselves in reality and in real life, you know what I mean? But I just think that the main agenda with the enemy is for them to target the children and to corrupt them. You know, y'all kind of touched on that. But, you know, anyway, a few minutes ago you asked, what is black culture? And
right.
Honestly, I don't think we don't have a clue of what our culture is. We're a race of people, you know, first of all, we exist everywhere because of slavery. And everywhere that we exist, we've taken on the customs, the lifestyles, and the ideologies of the people that we're scattered around, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's why I think it's very important to continue, you know, with the forums that, you know, we have as a conscious community, spiritual people, to enlighten our people to who they really are. So I just think that we're, as a whole, we're completely unaware and detached from our culture. Anytime, you know, people consider hip hop and rap music a culture, man, I think that's sad, man. That's horrible. You know, because first of all, this rap that's out now is not music to me, it's just entertainment. And I don't identify with that as a black man. I just don't. I think it's pure destruction. And you know, this bullshit ass rap music is part of the agenda to pollute our children, you know what I mean? It's full of homosexuals now, you know what I mean? So it's more to just the culture than music, you know what I mean? You have language, you have land, you have, you know, customs, you got spiritual beliefs and so forth and so on. You know, you got a dress code, and we're like I said, we're completely detached away from, you know, what and who we once were, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, I don't think we want no parts of it, because it's a heavy responsibility that comes along with our culture and who we really are. You know what I mean? But my question to Sister Diamond is, you know, I heard talking about, you know, these young college kids going and you know, going and basically corrupting themselves and becoming strippers and so forth. My question is, what type of, I guess you can say, infrastructure do we have that we can give to our community? Like, we have to come up with, in my opinion, programs, you know, to keep our youth, you know, away from the negativity, man. Just something positive that they could be a part of. So my question to, you know, to everybody on here is, like, what can we do as conscious people, you know, to provide that for our youth?
Sister Diamond,
okay,
you want to go first?
Okay, I guess I'll go. Well, I think, you know, some of us already – huh? Okay, so I believe, you know, some of us are already doing it, you know, in regards to the people that do have, you know, these radio shows, these platforms to have these discussions. I think it also starts with just little things, and I feel as if we just have to build our foundation. I'm not someone that likes to just wait on other folks to do stuff, so when I see that there's something not being done or something we don't have, you know, I just move on. I move towards trying to create it, and, you know, I'll come around like-minded individuals that I need to come around, but I'm saying that to say that we have to build our own foundation. So it's not like, you know, we have an organization or a movement to just, we can go be a part of this and we can start building. No, we have to actually lay out the foundation, the groundwork. So we have to first build relationships with each other. Build that loving relationship with your brother and your sister and learn how to communicate, which we tried to do last show, and that didn't really work out very well. But moving on, you know, we're getting better. But that's where it starts. And then from there, you have to grow. Then you could say, what can we do as a group, as a collective? I don't believe we should be working in big groups. I think it should be like, you know, 3-4 folks, and then you 3-4 folks, you do something in the community with the kids. I tell everybody it's free. to get some kids that go to school with your babies, or your nieces and nephews, or your baby cousins, and take them to the park. Teach them about people like Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X. That's free. Get some water, you know, make some sandwiches, some crackers, you know, some healthy stuff. So, you know, they don't be out there hungry and, you know, irritable. So, you know, get a blanket, have a little picnic with the kids. They love that. They want to spend time with folks. They want to learn things that other people don't know. And this Black Power movement that, you know, we trying to get the babies to be a part of, this is interesting to them because they're not getting taught this in school. It gives them a new talking point in school. And I know from experience with my little cousins, they like to brag on the fact that they know all these, you know, Black things that they're not getting taught in school. And maybe going to school checking these teachers, like, hold up, because my auntie said, you know. So that's what I think.
Yeah, I personally think that we got to first set the foundation for the minds of the youth to them know who our enemy is. I first tell them, this is the best kept secret. You never tell them who is their enemy. But go, you know, walking about every day, you know, thinking that everything is all good. But you have these people that's fighting against you daily, by the hour. And when I'm talking about those people, I'm talking about the white man and the white woman. You ain't talking about white women. You try to hide that from them as if it's, you know, something that, you know, is like a boogeyman or whatever. But then when they get shot down by the police, you know, we treat it like, you know, it's some type of isolated incident. We react to it like emotionally. We react to oppression like children. So I think the first thing we got
to
do.
Brother, your phone, Brother Sotomayor, your phone is like going in and out. It's hard for us to hear you.
Yeah, you hear me now?
Yeah, and then someone's background, their feed, if they could mute their microphone until they're going to speak, because it's kind of like a bad, you know, background noise going on. Okay.
Yeah, I think the first thing that we have to do is we have to tell people about white supremacy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got to tell them about white supremacy. You know, and we try to hide that from our children. And what you see with other races of people, and especially with the white man, they tell them about us. They tell them why they should, how they should, and how, you know, superior they is over us. You know, they tell them, and they tell them how to conduct themselves in public. You know, when dealing with Black people. We don't do that with our children. That's why we be doing stupid ass shit in front of white folks all the goddamn time. You know, so the first thing is to set that foundation. And I think from that foundation, we can really develop a very strong Black community. Because we suffer from today is because we under this fucking illusion of inclusion. And this illusion of inclusion is predicated around this whole idea, you know, that we made progress from slavery. This is your open enemy. This is the person who killed you. This is the person who oppressed you to this very day. That person you're supposed to hate. I don't care, like, you know, are you teaching hate? Hell yeah. Hate is there for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Under certain conditions, you're supposed to hate somebody. And under certain conditions, you're supposed to hate somebody. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? And what they did to us, you're supposed to hate that shit. You know what I'm saying? We moved on from that. But they don't want to give you nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, white supremacy stabbed you, right, with a knife. And then they say, well, okay, I took the knife out. So now, you know, what I did was in the past. But they don't try to heal the wound of white supremacy. They don't want to be. So you got a group of people, right, that have been traumatized by the system of white supremacy and this cracker, right? So he said, okay, now you're free. Go and do what you want to do. You're free now. We done, you know, use your oppression and parlayed it into an empire. So now just go about your, you know, like you're regular and shit. No, we got a lot of issues. And you see it reflecting every day when you see us, you know, operating in this fucking world of white supremacy. You know what I mean? So we got to deal with that. If we deal with that, we're going to always have these problems of the self-hate, of not wanting to work together. All that shit is predicated around that. And we don't want to open Pandora's box because it's too ugly.
Woo.
So we look at what exactly happened during slavery to really analyze what our oppressor has done to us systematically and continue to do to us just under this form of covert racism or institutionalized racism. The box is too ugly. When you open that thing up, it's too ugly. And it gets offensive. Right? So it's just like, you know, I think that we got to deal with that. I mean, because all the stuff that we say, okay, yeah, we need to come together and, you know, build schools. Build schools and, you know, start food programs and all that good shit.
That's
right?
Too big.
And
you got to start small.
When we try to do it, it never works because you got this person trying to be better than this person and then this person bringing in baggage, you know, baggage because they don't like this person from what happened in the past and this and that and all the other crazy shit that comes along when you're trying to organize a group of people. Why that shit don't work? That's the reason why. It's what happened to us. We are fucked up mentally. You know what I'm saying? And we view ourselves through the lens of a premise. Like, you know, when you look at, for example, the Chinese and how, you know, in Philly, their stores is open till 3 o'clock in the morning. And that same person is working damn near like 16 hours a day in that one store.
Mm.
And then the women dress like, you know, dressed up in Walmart clothes. That's because their culture, they have an overall objective culturally. Whereas though that if you don't do this, you're not only offending that person that owns the store. You're offending Chinese people as a whole. So you're going to be banished by your own people if you don't play your part in do what we're doing. See, we don't have that as a people. So it's never going to work. And the reason why we don't have that is because we're not dealing with the issue that we need to deal with. Like for example, after the bombs dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima and when they dropped those bombs on Japan, like, they had an issue that they had to solve. One, dealing with the cancer and all the different things that they had to deal with, you know, after that atrocity was committed on them. How are we going to rebuild Japan? That was their issue. That's almost as if, like, they dropped the bombs on Japan and they say, well, let's imitate the white man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just like, you know, what are we going to do about these people that's fucked up with the, you know, with the, okay, yeah, just let them, you know, integrate them into white society. They suffering from cancer and all different types of shit. Like, yo, you got to deal with the issue. Because if you don't deal with the issue, they still going to be fucked up and shit. Hmm. So we have a psychological version of the atomic bomb that we're not dealing with. And because we're not dealing with that, none of the other shit is going to work. Because it's like, yo, I'm thinking like a fucking cracker now through, like, you know, we say the mind control media. So it's like, I ain't got to put up with your shit. I just go get me a job working with the cracker and shit. I ain't got to listen to you, nigga. Because we black people have no fucking goal. Like, when you look on the news, like, what is the goal of black people as a whole and shit? They don't have none.
Hmm.
So as a result of that, as a result of them not having a goal, we get caught up in individualism. I got to get mine. It ain't about the hoe and shit. When I'm buying shit, it's the floss on these other niggas. Because, you know, what the fuck else I'm going to do it for? There's no ultimate overall goal that I have to adhere to. So I'm doing me. You know what I'm saying? Because when you deal with that, okay, what will be the goal of black people in general? So when every time when something happens, such as police brutality and the shit that we need to focus on, we respond like fucking children. We respond like a group of unorganized people. We want to burn down a store that's in our own community and go rob the joint. And, you know, you see, like, Hurricane Katrina is another prime example. How unorganized black people are. Whereas, though, we had to wait for the white man to save us and shit. I know the Nation of Islam, they did their part, they played their part or whatever. But they kind of like a community within their own selves nowadays. So it's just like, you know, he was waiting for the cracker to save us. Because we got an integrated mind state. We're American. We got to wait for the National Guard. And you see what happened as a result of that. They threw us into the fucking, you know, the dome and shit. That is fucking rot to death and shit. People waiting out there standing on top of houses. Because we think that we went from American citizens to refugees and shit. The fuck does that mean? They start calling them refugees. I thought that was like a motherfucker that was trying to come in America that ain't an American citizen. They call it like a refugee. I don't know what the fuck. So out of nowhere, like, okay, what the fuck? Where that come from? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yeah. We got to really deal with the fucking elephant in the room if we really want to make some progress, you know. I mean, that's my longest in the answer, but, you know, that's what it is.
I agree. That's definite. That's why I encourage everybody to start in small groups. You can't really get much accomplished in big groups, but if you can lay the foundation with a small group and you can find another group that also has done the same, then you can connect and work and, you know, and everybody gonna get it. But as long as the people that you physically work with get it, y'all can work towards making it a better place, because it's about leaving the world a better place than how you found it. That's how I look at it.
Yo. Oh, Brother T, any closing remarks? I guess he's doing something. But Sister Diamond.
Yes.
What is your final statement on this show? Because, you know, you do like 100 shows a day.
Shut up. I don't have another show tonight. I'm tired. Like, after this, I had one before this and this one. Y'all not getting a show out of me tonight. I'll see y'all tomorrow at 8.
Man, that's crazy.
I'm tired. Last night was a lot, okay? So I need a break.
Great. I'm about to run up with my camera tomorrow, though, man. I'm about to run up in one of them hair stores. You got me motivated.
I
with
did.
Your show yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because look, because people do that. There's been groups like New Era Detroit and other people who will go and they'll stand in front of the Chinese hair store and say, sisters, there's a black-owned hair supply that just opened up right across the street. If you didn't know, well, now you know. You know better, you're going to do better, hopefully. And you know, I've heard them turn away a lot of people, like, you know, 50, 60, 70 people. So it starts with little things like that. Not everyone can do it, but take your camera in there and tell them two flies since they asses. Coming for the ass.
that was motivation, man. Your show was mind control over me.
That's called building, brother. That's all we're doing. We're just building for a better future for the next generation. This is needed.
Yeah, man. So, I'm going natural now. I usually wear a bald head, though, but.
You going to let it grow out?
I'm
going to
let
it grow out?
Nah, I'm not.
We gotta do it. We gotta do a show on being natural too. That's important. You know, trying to be as natural as possible. Don't fall for what's normal. You know.
You know what I'm saying? You know, really be natural. You know what I'm saying? But my final statement of the night is, you know, what I already said. So, but, like, you know, definitely, you know, the reality shows, you know, play the role in the mentality of the people. Obviously, you can see that shit every day with what we call niggerism or niggas going wild. So definitely was a good show. It was a good topic. You know, Sister Diamond did a thing. You know, make sure you go to her YouTube page, Diamond's Radio, right?
Yeah, brother. Diamonds with a Y, no I-A. Y, DYMONDSRADIO on YouTube. Yeah, we got some things coming. Diamonds Radio got a lot of stuff coming, so just beware, you know, in the next 3 months, just, you know, you're going to hear me. I'm going to be everywhere. I'm everywhere. Y'all not going to get rid of me. I'm just letting y'all know right now.
Diamonds are forever. Diamonds are forever. Forever,
very
ever,
rare.
Forever.
So not everybody can be down with the diamonds. You're filming. Not everybody can afford one. Ooh.
What type of diamond you is? Are you like the cubic zirconia diamond or the?
No, I'm the two-ply diamond. You ain't heard about that one yet?
Yeah, put me down.
You ain't heard about the two-ply diamond yet? It's me. It's me, she, her. Duh.
Yeah. bling blinging. But no doubt, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the callers. You know, for showing support to In the Black Radio, make sure you subscribe to In the Black Media too. Make sure you subscribe to Diamonds Radio. This is Brother Soul of Mine and Sister Diamond signing out. Peace.
Peace.
Your peace was like, peace.